So my name is Patty Whipfler, and I'm the founder and the program director at Hand in Hand Parenting. And I'm very proud and pleased to have Bonnie Harris with us tonight. She's the author of When Your Kids Push Your Buttons. So the way we're going to structure things is that I'm going to finish this introduction as soon as I can. And then I'm going to introduce Bonnie, and she's going to talk for around 10 minutes about, you know, when your kids push your buttons and what you can do about it. And then I'm going to have a few words to say and a few stories to tell of parents who've, you know, successfully navigated the moments they wish they'd never had in parenting. And then we'll open it up for questions. So we hope to have at least 20 minutes of this call for questions. So we'll try to outline some ideas for you, and then we will all learn from those of you that get a chance to ask questions, and from Bonnie's responses and from mine. And we'll close by letting you know how you can get in touch with Bonnie and how you can get in touch with me and Hand in Hand. So thank you for joining us. And I just want to introduce Bonnie. She's got a master's in education, and she specializes in parenting and child behavior. She's been in this field for about 25 years. And she founded the Parent Guidance Center, which is called the River Center in Peterborough, New Hampshire. And she has authored two books. The first one is what we're talking about tonight, When Your Kids Push Your Buttons and What You Can Do About It. That second phrase, most important. And her second book is called Confident Parents, Remarkable Kids, 8 Principles for Raising Kids You'll Love to Live With. And she's the director of Connective Parenting, which is dedicated to understanding what makes parents and children tick. And she speaks internationally. She's a parent educator. She offers phone and Skype counseling and hosts a blog there and a twice-monthly newsletter, which you can subscribe to at BonnieHarris.com. So I'm very proud to have you, Bonnie, and thank you very much for coming in. The floor is yours.
Oh, thank you, Patty. It is such a pleasure to be here. I have known about your work for a long time, and I'm very honored to be your guest.
Yes.
All right, so we'll just kind of plunge right in here. This all started for me many years ago when I was teaching parent education, when I learned that there was a huge hole in parent education, a huge missing piece that just kind of startled me. Everything I knew and read was about how to get our kids to behave better. And nothing addressed the parent's behavior and the responsibility of the parent in the parent-child relationship. So much more goes into that connecting with our children than we ever thought. What I came to after teaching for several years was that no parenting skill on earth can ever rescue us when our button is pushed. And I think everybody knows what that feeling is. That button-pushing phenomenon crosses all educational, financial, cultural, gender lines, whatever. Happens to the best of us. I was in power struggles with my little button pusher every single day, and I had just finished getting my master's degree in early childhood, and I was teaching parent education, helping parents better communicate with their kids. And it was happening to me right at home. So when our button is pushed, what happens is we lose self-control, we get into power struggles, and we react in ways we always regret later. We open our mouths, and out come our mothers and fathers saying those words we swore we were never going to say to our kids. And then we feel guilty because we know we've done damage. But we see our child saying or doing something that we never would have dared do when we were their age, and we see red. So what we have to learn is that it all happens in our own head, and the problem comes when we blame our child for being bad, for doing the pushing. The thing is, as long